Louisiana sugar farmers are averaging 34 cents per pound of raw sugar. Michael Daigle, CEO of the Lula Westfield Sugar Factory, says the state produced about 1.4 million tons of raw sugar this year, right on track with last year.
The raw price had been hovering around 20, 21 cents for the last 25 years. And due to the world shortage of sugar, our domestic price has gone up.
Third-generation sugar farmer Danny Landrew drives a sugar combine in Pankerville for Lula Westfield. The $350,000 machine is state-of-the-art, and when the harvest is good, Landrew cuts about 10 to 15 acres per day.
I always got to wear it. Mother Nature, you got to mess it up. You never know what she's going to dish out.
Kenneth Gravois, a sugar specialist with the LSU Ag Center, says despite a curveball thrown by Mother Nature, the farmers are seeing a good harvest this year. Though it was particularly dry, heavy rain in July created good conditions for a quality crop.
The weather is just such a big unknown that every year it's a gamble. But all year long we've been very dry, much below normal rainfall averages. So people were wondering what kind of crop we would have as a result. And surprisingly so, our sugar recoveries have been very good.
Louisiana farmers got more sugar out of their cane, 230 pounds per ton, which is 4 more pounds per ton than last year. Jim Simon, general manager of the American Sugar Cane League, says the current harvest is one of the best ever.
This year's crop in Louisiana is going to be the pure cash value of what we call the farm gate is going to be over $900 million. That's pure cash that's driven down into what we call the sugar economy.
Lula Westfield is one of only 11 sugar mills in the state responsible for processing all the sugar produced here each year. Factory manager Stephen Savoy says the mill employs about 100 people for the 90-day harvest, and it's a big job.
Everybody's surprised. They didn't know, realize how much it takes to be able to create from what goes out in the field, comes into the factory, to what comes out the factory, you know, to make sugar. It's a fascinating industry. There's not too many factories like this in the world anymore. We're very lucky to keep this alive and thriving in Louisiana.
They wash, shred, crush, and squeeze the cane to extract the raw juice and then boil it down in evaporators. The entire mill smells like hot molasses. In the break room, the hot coffee and creamer sit on a table with an array of packaged sweeteners.
Where'd the sugar come from? You bought it?
Yeah. Yeah, we buy it.
Lula Westfield and the other mills in the state produce raw sugar, which isn't like the white stuff you'll find at the grocery store. In order to get that, the sugar has to be sold in its unrefined state to a company that can refine it. CEO Mike Daigle says farmers could soon be making more money by refining it themselves.
There's about a 10 to 15 cents price difference between raw sugar and white sugar.
Eight mills and their farmers have partnered with Cargill and Imperial to build a new refinery in Gramercy, which opened its doors last season.
That gives growers the opportunity to own from the farm to the store shelf.
Meanwhile, Danny Landrew will continue cutting the cane for Lula Westfield down in Pankerville.
Do you love it?
Oh, yeah. Nothing better when the price is right.
And the price has been right this year. For WRKF News, I'm Tegan Wendland.